This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Transgender people in the U.S. have much higher rates of economic hardship than the general population, according to a survey of over 90,000 trans people. The 2022 U.S. Trans Survey is out this week. About 1 in 3 trans people said that they were living in poverty versus just over 1 in 10 for the general population. 18% were unemployed, and 11% said they've lost a job because of their gender identity or expression. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports on what is behind these outcomes.
Discrimination by hiring managers likely plays a role here, says Shanna Kattari, an associate professor at the University of Michigan.
So it might not be something as explicit as, I'm not hiring you because you're trans, but I'm not hiring you because you don't match my idea of what a woman should look like.
The survey also found over a quarter of trans people couldn't afford to go to a doctor when they needed to, and that can have economic consequences too, says Rodrigo Hang-Leitinen, executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality, which conducted the survey.
The longer any kind of health condition goes untreated, the harder it is to navigate your daily life and meet deadlines and get to work on time and things like that.
In some communities, at least, there are resources the trans community can tap into, including the San Francisco LGBT Center. Drew Lockhart is its director of employment services.
We work to really identify which employers are going to support community members.
Because an inclusive employer, Lockhart says, can help trans workers get a job and thrive in it. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.